Turuntuset tulee jo on äl.
Today our main topic is about B2B sales strategy. And to introduce the topic, I would like to say that B2B sales strategies are changing. We see technology development, we see market and customer development, we see sales managers development. And if you add everything up, so it is resulting with a really, really fast changing field. And my question, Andrea, my first question to you is, how has Fortuma sales strategy changed during the last, let's say, 5 to 6 years?
Yes. One small point before starting. Fortumo is a company that in our industry is very old. We are 8 years old, and in the field of mobile payments, international mobile payments, Fortumo is one of the 2-3 oldest companies in the market. Still, we are a company that started in 2007. So we have only 8 years, and the changes that we could mention probably are not so intense and huge as could be mentioned by some companies that maybe belongs to the older heavy industry.
Absolutely.
Definitely, there have been a lot of changes because technology has been evolving amazingly fastly also in our industry. So a lot of things happens. So for example, Fortumo is active in mobile payments. So payments that are initiated that are not done with your credit card, but with your phone bill. We can just think few small points. When Fortumo started, everybody was using, can I use stupid phones? Just to compare them with the smartphones. That
yeah, okay, of course you can.
So that is a big change. We started from, they're called feature phones, but the phones were just used to make calls and send messages. Then in 2007, Apple introduced iPhone, and everything changed since then. Android, Windows Phone, and so on and so forth. So we don't have any more a phone, but we have a small computer in our hands.
That's true.
That has been basically opens the door to a lot of opportunities, a lot of changes. So a lot of tools in sales has been changed since 2007. So, and especially in the last 5-6 years, because also the number of people that have been starting to use such very advanced devices, also people that got access to web. One point I didn't mention is Fortumo is active right now in almost 100 countries. So if web wow. is something that we know since end of 90s, end of 90s in Europe was already very widely spread. In most of the world, it isn't yet. So we have been, therefore, we have been changing a lot. Our strategies, the market where we operate changed a lot. And the typology of services has been changing because now you can pay everything with your mobile. I'm aware that in Estonia, in summer, you can go in Pirita or in some other beach and buy with a mobile payment even an ice cream.
Yeah.
So that is just to explain. 5-6 years ago, people were buying a ringtone, or some more advanced people were buying some virtual currency into game. Nowadays, you can buy really everything. We are selling physical products in a lot of markets. So that explains that, of course, the targets we are trying to reach has been changing amazingly fast, because from content providers, gaming, social, and so on, now we are targeting completely different markets, digital contents, physical products. So we needed to change, we needed to adapt, and we always want to be, like every company, wants to be one step ahead of what is going to happen next.
So can you tell me what changes have you done?
Yes, some of the changes are very simple. We cannot do everything, but what we do, we want to do it very well. So we have been focusing rather than on just adding customers, clients to our portfolio. we have decided to focus on the customers we really want to work with, that are bringing, that are really bringing a value for us and for our market. So we have right now, in terms of target and focus, a smaller amount of targets than we had possibly 5-6 years ago. Of course, once you target more complex and bigger organization with a higher value, the sales cycle as well is changing. So it becomes much longer, but what it can bring is much much higher. So another example, we mentioned 5-6 years ago. In 2010, I checked a couple of hours ago, Fortumo was working in 40 countries in terms of coverage, mainly Europe. Right now we work in 100 markets, and most of them are quite exotic. We are the only ones that, for example, are providing mobile payments in Pakistan. Europe, we ended covering it many years ago. So we had to change a lot of things. The market has been changed, but segmentation we have been doing had to change. So we still try to be one step ahead. And in order to do that, we want to select how we work with.
So you mean that you are targeting more countries, but less clients in every country, focusing just on the most lucrative ones?
Partially correct. Yes, as the logic is correct. Not just we are not just working following the lucrative point of view, but the value.
Okay.
The value can be different. Can be also, for example, in terms of marketing, visibility. There are a lot of definition how to create value, creating value for the company, for the stakeholder, and even for the people that are working in the company. It's, again, creating value. Of course, revenues is always a simple way to track results.
Absolutely. But tell me, now when you have bigger companies, you told that the sales cycle is, let's say, more complex or completely different compared when you started. Where does the difference lay? What is different?
The difference is there are two main differences. One is on the market, because the market a few years back was done by smaller companies. So right now, some of these companies that were small 5-6 years ago are very big. So the stakeholders, the dynamic, the process of sale has been heavily changed, because it's been changing the number of stakeholders. And somehow the two points are very related, because if before, a few years back, the sales cycle was very easy, sometimes you could speak directly and only with the founder of a company. Right now, the companies that we are targeting are companies that have few tenths of thousands of employees. So it's really difficult to talk directly
to the owner.
And now even the CEO doesn't have the touch to deal. He trusts, for example, his CFO for certain decision, CTO for other decision, and so on and so forth. So there is a slight fragmentation in certain cases of responsibility, because talking to 10 people, 20 people organization has a different dynamics than talking to a multinational with 20,000 people.
So how do you manage? What changes have you done in your sales process in order to react to these complexities?
We have been trying to adapt to that. So we also try to focus our knowledge. So we tend to, the key is to create a trust with our partners. Fortumo is a company that its main activity is financial services. So we work with mobile operators, with telcos, but what we do is payments. So we need to have to create and establish a strong trust in a way that our customers are letting Fortumo collecting their revenues on their behalf. So the trust is a key. We need to be trustworthy, we need to be competent, and we need to be strong in that. That's why skills, knowledge, each person in our company absolutely knows very well what he's doing and is perfectly able to explain it and to make feeling safe our counterparts. That is one important thing.
How many people are involved in one sales transaction? Do you participate all with all your sales team or even sales and product development team or any other people? Or is the sale just the game for one good salesman who needs to bring the deal home?
No, not anymore. That is something that is again much different from maybe from different industries. There is a certain component that is actually technical as well. But again, once you deal with the opportunity that we are targeting are big opportunities, bigger companies, and we cannot just provide a box with a solution inside that one shoe fits all. No, doesn't really work like that. So there are different stages in the sales process, and they do involve sales, product development. So each sales nowadays, it is truly a project management. So each sales, I could honestly say that is a project itself that involves different people. And what is a key element is a coordination between the different parts of Fortumo. So we can honestly say that the sales is a sort of the tip of the iceberg, but at the same time, we need to coordinate and to suggest the other different parts in the way to provide as soon as possible and with the best outcome possible as a result.
So, give me one example. How big can be your project team for one sales? Is it about 2 person, 3 person, 5, 10, 20,
can
or
arrive,
even more?
Can easily arrive to more than 5 people because to make a Fortumo specific example, there can be the purely sales, there can be as account management supporting. But what is important there is a connectivity because we have as very important stakeholders, the mobile operators in, we work with 350 mobile operators. So clearly connectivity is also helping and the technical team. So certain projects I have seen being in the range of 10 people.
It's really a lot. But is this team involved from the very first second when you are prospecting a client, or do you add up people from different functions during the sales process?
No, we do it during the sales process based on the specific needs. So it is really nowadays each sale is a tailored sale. So that's why the different team members are step by step joining the project and giving, because no sales could be closed without the help of the other teams.
How do you in general start with the sales process? How do you start prospecting the clients? You told that you are working with 350 telcos. There are much, much more in the world, all over the world. So how to choose, how to know that this would be your ideal partner?
Well, telcos, if we take a sort of virtual chain of value, I know everybody now is talking about the metrics of value, but we can go in a simple way and think about a chain of value. Telcos are actually our suppliers. What sales is targeting are the other side, that are the companies that have that they do have some contents or some products and they want to monetize it. We have right now over 100,000 active partners, active customers. The process is, the sales process is actually starting in a very simple way, creating a list. So defining what is a target. Step number one is clearly which are the markets, which are the segments that we want to target. Once we have defined the segment, we do put together a very strong list of names. Can be 10, can be 20, can be 30. Depends a bit from market to market. And then it starts the classical flow. So contacting each one of these companies. Absolutely classical flow can be cold calling, cold mails. As well, there are other channels. There can be some specific industry events. There can be also some networking approach. Again, events are a good source, but also some approaches via LinkedIn, and so on and so forth. So defining who is the contact we want to talk to, contacting him, and then it starts the usual sales flow, where we work hard to go to the next steps to define. Actually, the first step is defining the business case.
Okay. Do you define it before talking to the customer, or do you usually do it after, when they have already reacted and showed some interest?
We need to be proactive. So we need to know exactly what we do. So we need to study. We need to properly study the company we are going to talk to. So we have, we can call it an understanding or a forecast of what is a product, what is the specific need that we want to satisfy. We have defined that, we have a call, and usually we see if there is an exact match, a partial match, or completely no match at all with what we have been forecasting. But we need to be ready, because we need to prove to our counterparts that we know the market, and we are the experts in what we are actually pitching.
Do you only look for the full matches, or sometimes the partial match is okay for you as well?
Sometimes a partial match or a no match at all is opening up new opportunities and even new markets, or even developing new products. So it always provides an idea. It always teaches you where the market is going. It does give you new insights. So there is no meaningless call, honestly. So, however, sometimes, of course, there can be an exact match. It's an easy, not an easy sale, but an easy match in terms of expectations, what you expect they will need, and what you are pitching. In some other cases, there is not at all, but you understand that it gives you some kind of hints and signs that the market may go in a certain direction. So every call gives you some good input, if you are able to process it, of course.
Very good. So you have the first contact with the client. What happens next?
Exactly. We try to define during as quick as possible to define which is a common, the joint business case. We have a wide coverage in terms of country. We have a very good technical solution, but more than one. So we try to narrow down between the different products, the different solutions, what is exact match, and how we could work together in a way that is beneficial actually for all parts, because that is a sale, providing something that is helping also our partners. So that is the first necessary step. Narrowing down the possible business opportunities to the first case that we can work on together.
Okay, and then you just try to kind of manage the project of the sales, acquiring
yes,
different
then,
people to the team, and trying to fulfill and prove that you are the trustworthy partner.
Yes, that is part of the process. So you define the business case, business solution, business product, and so on. And then you start working on the different steps, because in some cases needed to sign an agreement. So you have a little bit of legal discussion. Then you have, and that is actually reflected in the pipeline that we have been defined for our case. Then you have the different steps of the project management steps, so integration. And then you finally start to see the partnership working.
How long time would the process take from first understanding that, okay, we see a business case there, until you see the first revenues coming in?
It is a sort of impossible question to answer. I have seen a lot of cases. So I have seen cases overnight.
Really?
Yes. Yes, including some pretty nice technical work. So we are a flexible company. I've really seen such cases. I had actually a couple of cases where having a call due to time difference, pretty late in the evening, Estonian time, and the morning after, checking and seeing that the project was already live. So that is one extreme case. But of course, we have some cases that can take
A
several
bit
months.
longer, probably.
Yes, several months can be absolutely. Again, bigger is a target, higher is engagement for all sides that is required, longer can be the process. It is a natural process.
But you still talk about months, not about years.
Not years. If we are going in a single digit year, that can be possible sometimes, absolutely. So it's possible that certain opportunities can take even 1 year before they start to produce outcome for both sides.
But most of them still give results faster.
We try to, that is part of the sales cycle. We try to keep things, we can say things rolling. So at a certain point, if after a certain number of months, the project is not moving, well, it makes sense probably to keep it in standby and to move on new projects. So it's important that the sales team has also clear understanding on what they should focus on. They cannot be always stuck on certain deals that they don't move forward. Certain moment, it probably makes sense to leave the project in standby and to move to new ones to generate new opportunities.
How to keep your projects rolling continuously? How to interfere the process?
Engagement, to simplify it in one word, you need to keep the communication flow going and to have a certain engagement discussion with a counterpart. So, of course, there are some moments in which as communication flows a process, it's a sort of drying a little bit. So you need to always, sometimes to be a bit creative, to be always trying to understand what your partner is doing or they want to do or who they are. Even, for example, just a simple example. You are working or you have a certain project with a company, then you read on the press that they did a certain initiative, they launched a new product, new marketing campaign. You just give them a call or you just send them an email. I have seen that, so it's quite interesting. How did you do that? So there are several ways. Of course, the trust is a point number one. You need to keep working on the project, create this trust, and help your partner to finalize it on his side as well. But sometimes some little ideas can help as well to keep communication going.
Okay, and then it's easy already to turn back to your own project about where we were and how should we continue.
Yes, and clearly one simple and pretty obvious suggestion is to help your partner. So if you see that your partner is sort of stuck in a certain stage of the discussion, let's say technical, for example, you try to help him in a very simple and direct way. And that is usually a pretty useful suggestion. Try to understand where is a blocker and to see be effective on the blocker and unblock it.
How much has your team changed during the last year? So not even team, I don't mean by the members, but I mean the skills or competencies what they have.
Of course, some changes have been happening during the years. We can summarize it in a simple way. Organizations are a live entity, so they grow, and that is a goal of any organization to keep growing. Fortumo has been growing as well. So, as you mentioned, the question is not how much the team has been growing in terms of number of people. But how they've been growing, even the same team member, in terms of knowledge and skills. So Fortuma has been growing, so did our team. our customer size has been hugely growing. Our offices internationally have been growing. So everything's environment, so IT developments, Fortumo growth internationally, the knowledge that we create, what we learn from our customers, everything has been giving a lot of elements and a lot of suggestions, and it's up to the person to pick them up, clearly, but a lot of opportunities to grow. So to briefly summarize it, Fortumo grew, our customers' size has been growing as well, and we also had to grow in the same way, and possibly to try to grow even a little bit more to be ready for what will come next.
What about skills of the people? Is there anything, despite, let's say, language skills that are probably very important when you work in 100 different countries? This is, of course, a demand from the market. But are there any other skills that have changed that you expect from your current salespeople today that you didn't expect for 5 years ago?
Yes, some few things, yes. On one side, we have been learning to focus better. So to have a better skills in segmenting the market, understanding the market, and selecting the targets. On the other side, as we have been covering during the previous questions, a lot is now also related to project management. So each sale sometimes can be its own project. So our sales team has been strongly growing also in project management. So our sales team, they could not just be, they are not already very good salespeople, but they could be pretty good project managers as well.
Very good. And my last question is a very different one, what we usually talk about, but this is... how to sell or to market a country, and the question sounds like that. What do you think? How should your B2B sales skills be used to market a country, for instance, like Estonia?
Yes, marketing a country, it is actually business to business because it involves a lot of institutional marketing. And making companies and actually other regions and countries understanding what is the value that is provided in this case by Estonia. So definitely, business to business is a strong requirement for an agency or for a public organization that has as a target to grow Estonia. Estonia has a lot of clear points and a lot of strength. If we look at Estonia, clearly we can see that there is a strong IT cluster. And again, we go back to what we mentioned, focus. So in some cases, it's better to understand what is a strength of a company or of a country, and to target the specific strength and to focus on marketing this element. So for example, talking about Estonia, one clear example, there are a lot of strong points, and having a clear targeted campaign, marketing activities, communication, case studies. So nothing is more effective sometimes than word of mouth and case studies. So just one thing is Fortumo has one peculiarity. We have offices in China, in India, in United States, in Singapore, in UK. We make 99% of our business outside Estonia. So probably we have seen what it takes to be successful also outside your home country.
So we should send all the Estonian officials who work with marketing a country to Fortumo to learn how to market it internationally.
Not necessarily. I'm pretty sure that who is doing it is doing an excellent work. I have seen it myself. So I don't really think, but I'm just saying that there are a lot of companies in Estonia that have been very successful outside the country. And in some cases, bringing some examples, some case study is also bringing visibility for the whole country.